Thank you so much. Thank you very, very much for sharing. And again, my name is Pat, and I am a grateful believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'll start with that 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 and 4. Praise be to the God and Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. I had underlined that first part. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. One of the things that I'm finding in my recovery, that in hard times, in times of stress and in times of uncertainty, the Lord has shown me the power of praise. And by praise, I don't mean not just loud shouting and, you know, being out of control, but to honestly take what I have learned in His Word and to affirm it, and to affirm it with conviction. I know that I have shared a lot of times, there are times when I do not see how I'm going to do what needs to be done by me. There have been times when I have looked at the clock and it is time for me to be leaving out the house and I haven't even dressed yet, you know. And all of a sudden that feeling of panic wants to come over me. And I know better than that. And I just start praying and praising, you know. And I'll just say, Lord, you know what? I have no idea how I'm going to do what needs to be done, but I know that You know. And I praise You right now. I praise You that You know. And I start praying in that way because the Bible says in one place in Isaiah 55, it says, my ways are higher than Your ways. So I know that the Lord has a way out that I cannot always readily see. But I do know that as I affirm that, as I speak the truth, that is my praise to Him. It is saying that, you know, I believe what Your Word says, even though my feelings are shouting the other way. And I love it. I love it that it was written, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. I have to praise Him. And He is indeed the Father of compassion, and He is a God of all comfort. He comforts us in all our troubles, and the reason He does that is so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. My suffering is often a training. I know, I remember even early in abstinence, before I think I even knew the Lord, I remember being given this example of a boxer, you know, how a boxer, when they are training for a fight, that often the trainer will actually allow them to take blows. The trainer himself actually administers some of those blows so that when he's actually out in the true fight, that he's already been prepared for that hardship. And I realize that sometimes the Lord allows me to go through hardships so that I can be toughened up, because I live in a fallen world. And so He does not rescue me from all of the things that attack me. He lets me go through them. But the Bible also says that if He lets me go through them, actually two things come to my mind. One is that He never leaves me, so He's there with me. But also, He will not allow me to go through anything that He hasn't already equipped me to do. In 1 Corinthians 10:13, it says that no temptation or no trial has overtaken me except what is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not let me be tempted or tried beyond what I can bear. But when I am tried, He will also prepare, you know, provide a way out so that I could stand up under it. And that is how he is. You know, he allows me at times to go through things because it trains me for better things to come, or sometimes even harder things to come. But I love it. I think about even in the Bible, like with Joseph. Joseph is a good example of that, the story of Joseph, where Joseph, early on in his life, he was given the understanding through a dream that he would be a ruler. He had this dream of even his parents bowing down before him. He had that dream placed in his heart. Yet, between that dream coming to him and when it was actually actualized in his life, there was many hardships for him. One is that, you know, he got thrown into a cistern by his brothers who were jealous of him and sold. He was sold into slavery, and he was put into the prison, and he was taken out and put in charge of being he was put in charge of the Potiphar's, and Potiphar's wife was one who accused him wrongly. He was thrown into prison again, and he was helped someone out and asked them to make sure that they would tell so that he could possibly get out of jail, but he didn't. He stayed in there for, you know, a couple of more years before he was actually brought to Pharaoh and told him a way out of the things that were going to happen to his country. And so as we look back in the scriptures, we see that the Lord was preparing him for that. That a lot of the time that he spent in prison, he had to learn about the people and that he would be the head of, that he would be the prime minister over those people. So I don't always understand why the Lord has me in a particular realm of suffering, but I have to believe, like many who are of faith, who says that, you know, they say over and over again that the Lord does not waste suffering. And so I'm very grateful that he does not waste suffering in me. So when I don't understand what is going on, I have to believe that if I have prayed to be released from it, and I have not been released from it yet, then I have to know that the Lord has me here for a reason, and he is training me for something that will come later. That I will be able to be of help to someone else. And so I just pray to relax and to be the woman of God that he calls me to be regardless of my circumstances. In the reading, it speaks about how it was when I was truly in the depths of my food addiction, because I used to get into a lot of depression and just felt really horrible. And I knew that I was doing wrong. The thing about the food is that it can mask the truth, but it cannot mask it forever. In Hebrews 4:13, it says, "Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him whom we must give account." And so even if I think that I can not face up to what is bothering me, there comes a time and a day when I will have to face up to it. And that was what it was. You know, I was eating to run away from my problems, but my problems kept coming up and hitting me in the face. In the second paragraph of the reading, it says, "I longed to have someone come beside me with compassion and understanding." And the suffering heart longs for compassion and understanding. And there are many suffering hearts out there right now. There are many people who are dying from the disease of compulsive overeating. And as a Christian, I know that the Lord allowed me to suffer with this disease, and he has given me a solution so that I can pass it on to others. But believe me, I cannot pass it on to others if I'm eating. I can't do it. And they will see right through it. And not only that, I could not live with myself if I was not abstinent and I was trying to help another person be abstinent. And so I know that my abstinence is not for myself alone. By God's grace, I call on Him every day to keep me abstinent. If you can hear my voice right now, pray for me. Pray that I will never, ever outlive my abstinence. I don't ever want to do that. I want to be used by God. I want to be fruitful. I want to be there for people who are dying and hopeless in this disease. I want to be leading them and not running in place. I want to be God's woman, you know. I want to be a woman after His own heart, because I know no life that is better than this. There is no life greater than I know than living in fellowship with the Lord and serving Him well. And again, I cannot be in fellowship, pure, clean, you know, lovely fellowship with the Lord if I am trying to serve the master of food. And so I pray for my abstinence every day. I do. One of the first things I do when I get out of the bed is that I fall on my knees and I thank the Lord. And I thank Him that He kept me abstinent in the last 24 hours. And I pray for Him to keep me abstinent today. But I'm going to stop here, and I would like to have